WHDD presents Susan Says.
A few months ago, I did an article about a book I read called Hitler Ascent. There were about 45 parallels between his methods and the current wannabe dictator, deranged Donnie. So I said, you know, he was following fascism. But last night I saw a documentary on Mussolini, the original fascist, whom Hitler copied. I was wrong. It was he who invented fascism and who, hashtag 45-ish, is copying now. Who knew? The origins of fascism require fear. First of all, fear of others, like the speech announcing his candidacy from the escalator at Drumpf Tower. We all remember the slurring of Mexicans. Fear. And then it's the border. Fear. And gangs and drugs. More fear of the other. Another rule of the fascist is only he can save you. Remember, I can do this. I know more than anyone else. The cult of personality. I know more than the generals. Sounding familiar? Packing the courts is next, and this all must be supported by rallies. Oh yeah, rallies where the fascist or wannabe guy struts around, sticks his chest out, makes faces and slogans, and oh yeah, the supporters are like a cult. And the elected officials start out supporting him because they think he is a controllable dolt. Sound familiar? Okay, I'm stopping now. I'm going to the present. Yay, Nancy Pelosi, whose nickname is, wait for it, Nancy. Ooh, that must hurt. You nailed it. You got him. He is now going to deliver his speech in a parking lot at a Drumpf casino. Oh, wait, they don't exist anymore either. All the former heads of Homeland Security, including Kelly, yeah, his last chief of staff, have now written a note, and it says, open the government. It's dangerous. Do you understand? These are former heads of Homeland Security. The air traffic controllers have now put out a statement saying they can't protect us. They can't protect us in the sky, people. Still want that stupid wall that'll do nothing? That is the question for the 32 to 34% of those still supporting this fascist. What the hell is wrong with them? What planet are they living on? Apropos of nothing, the paper today reported the sale of the most expensive home in the world, a three-floor New York apartment for over $238 million, that's like a whole bunch of walls, by some rich hedge fund guy. He has two other homes worth almost that. Well, yeah, something's wrong, America. I'm serious. Shame on him. I'm not going to name him, as he probably wants that yuck. I'm going back to bed.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.